Could you talk about the time of the fires that came so close to the monastery? Just briefly, it was 2017, in October, I believe. Yeah, it was one of those times when California fires were rearing up. It was quite a significant one in the Bay, North Bay area. There were several of them that occurred at the same time, and one occurred just across, began in Potter Valley, which is one valley over from us. And because of high winds and very, very dry temperatures, it spread very rapidly over the hill and in this direction into Tomkai area of Redwood Valley. And basically, to make a week-long story condensed and short here, it came through the Tomkai Road area, pretty much wiped out some very large chunks of the area, and including the houses of several of our supporters and friends. Sandra's not here today, but she's a regular friend of ours, and her house was destroyed. All this was happening in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight, 2 a.m. And luckily, one of our monks, Tanchitapalo, happened to look out his window at that time and saw a huge wall of flame in the distance and alerted the community, and our community was able to evacuate in time. But we stayed evacuated. I wasn't here, and actually none of the three of us in the front were here. Ajahn Yanaka was still in Thailand, and Lungpa and myself were in New Hampshire. Anyway, there were still quite a crew here, all evacuated safely. We spent, and Lungpa and myself actually came back about 2 days after, I think, the fire started, or three, and joined the community 2 days, and joined the community who were all sheltered at the City of 10,000 Buddhas. So we stayed on there for about a week. And luckily, the fire did come onto our property. It made it just as far as about maybe 50 feet or so from the B2 cabin. Somebody, I don't know who's staying in there now, but but then who knows, you know, whether it was a fate of nature or the devas were protecting us, or a combination of both. But according to the firefighters who were on the property, the fire was advancing down the hill. It was still a fairly significant fire, but not quite as much of a firestorm as the first few hours. But then when it got just, you know, close enough to people were really concerned, the firefighters on the property, it decided to turn around and go back the other way. So we were very fortunate in that way, and that the property was essentially unaffected. Just one of our water tanks up on the ridge suffered a bit of damage. But pretty much we were left untouched, gratefully so.